Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. First off, my dear friends in Christ, I would like to wish a most heartfelt and grateful Mother's Day wish to all the mothers, not only of this parish, of my parish in Tacoma, but all good mothers of the world, natural mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, the good sisters, spiritual mothers. May God bless you for all you do and all you give. Not so long ago, I was having a conversation with a mother, and there was a little bit of an epiphany that I had in the course of our conversation. I'm not quite sure how the conversation necessarily went, but I remember walking away with this thought, an idea, and that is being pregnant and having a child and then bearing the child is quite a stress and burden. And after the child is born, that burden doesn't go away, it's just transferred. It's transferred from the physical to the metaphysical to the spiritual. It's transferred to heart and emotion. There's a care, a concern that every mother has to carry. Any type of mother that has taken on that role, they care for that soul. They worry, not worry with as one without faith, but worry as being concerned for that individual so that evil can be done away and good can be had. Of course, we can see this most definitely with our Blessed Mother, the Mother of Mothers. Miraculous was her conception. Miraculous was the birth of her son. But then, when her son was in the act of redemption and the weight of all sin and frailty of mankind was placed upon his shoulders, it was also placed on hers, as she is called the co-redemptrix. There at the cross, her station keeping, she gave birth, spiritual birth pains to us, and became our mother. And our Lord, by his words from the cross, tells us, "Behold your mother." And so we honor all mothers today, all good mothers who have embraced the role of motherhood, especially in a day and age when that idea is attacked. But then again, of course it's attacked. It's been attacked from the very beginning of time. For wasn't it the test that was given to the angels that the greatest creature in heaven, the greatest human other than the God-made man, would be a woman? And there you see the dignity of true womanhood. Powerful. No wonder the devil attacks and keeps attacking and keeps attacking. So it's good for us to honor true motherhood today. and to thank God for our mothers, and to thank God for giving us his mother to be ours. With that being said, we turn to the gospel and we talk about prayer, the efficacy of prayer. Christ says, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. I cannot tell you how many times I have had this conversation with Catholics who will make the statement that God does not hear their prayers. And that is hogwash. God hears all prayers. And if you stop and ask them, why do you think God doesn't hear your prayers? Well, he doesn't answer my prayers. It says in Scripture, ask the Father anything in my name, and he will give it to you. I've asked in the name of Christ, and I don't get it. And I think this is where we go wrong. First, we must ask ourselves the question, when I ask the Father, do I truly do it in the name of Christ? And before we answer that, we have to ask ourselves, who was Christ? Christ is the Savior. And as such, will grant us things that is, will answer for those things that are necessary for our salvation. St. Augustine says, with reference to this gospel, amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. It hath already been said in earlier part of the discourse of our Lord, of the Lord, for the sake of some who ask the Father in Christ's name, receive not, that whatsoever is asked which tendeth not to salvation is not asked in the name of the Savior. By the words, in my name, we must not understand the vocalization of letters and syllables, but the meaning of what is said, the honest true meaning, asked in the name of the Savior. To save. And so we must check ourselves with regards to our prayer. There's one statement that comes to mind. The humble and the contrite heart the Lord will not despise. Will not despise. But the humble and contrite heart puts first things first. God first, always first. When the disciples asked our Lord to teach them to pray, he laid it out before them, that prayer that we pray at Mass, and how we should have our prayers follow. First, the identity of who we address, our Father, and the home, which is our home, heaven, and the holiness of our Father to his very name. But then what follows that? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. If our prayer really was like that, then our prayer would be, or is, efficacious. Because it's the abandonment of selfishness. It's letting go of what we want in preference to wanting what God wants. Oh, sure, we have needs in this world, but our Lord tells us, why do you worry about what you're going to wear or where you're going to sleep or what you're going to eat? The pagans worry about those things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and everything else will be added to you besides. This is where we think about the most perfect prayer, which is the Mass, and we try to understand it for what it really is. The Mass isn't us praying to our Lord. Part of it is. But the Mass is more praying with the Lord to the Heavenly Father. One interesting part about the Mass, especially when you get to that point of the Our Father, the priest, he's not looking at the crucifix or looking up. He's looking at the host. It's part of the rubrics. As if to say, you're praying this with me. So say with me, Our Father who art in heaven. That's what the Savior has enabled us to do and to realize. If we deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. Now, there's one sure way for us to do this, especially in this day and age. And this is where we come back to the theme of our day of mothers. Our Lord gave us his mother to be our mother. For us who have taken true devotion and holy slavery, we understand this. We make our petitions to Jesus through Mary. She takes our petitions, cuts away all the things that are imperfect about them, and presents them to him. And they are a good prayer. If you want to do away with sin, if you want to fight the devil, if you want to grow in grace and virtue, have a devotion to our Blessed Mother, which is here important for us to talk about daily prayer. If you don't pray every day, you're not going to save your soul. You have to pray every day. You have to lift your heart, mind, and soul to God, and you have to let him talk to you, because that's part of prayer. If you don't do this, you're not going to save your soul. You're going to be a plaything for the devil. A sure way to make sure you're not is pray. And make sure that part of your prayer is your petition to our Blessed Mother to intercede for you. So on this Mother's Day, my dear friends in Christ, let us consider our prayer to the Heavenly Father, our devotion to our Blessed Mother. Let us be sure to pray for our mothers, spiritual, natural. Godmothers, potential mothers, living or dead. And ask God that they fulfill their vocation as they are being attacked in this day and age, as the devil is running out of time. Let us recommit to our living, our faith, to make sure our religion is true, not a facade in our mind that makes we feel holy and then we go out and we're just a bulldozer of destruction by what we say and giving in to gossip or talking or listening to it. for being cheerful doers of the word. And every day making sure we check ourselves by our daily prayers and our petitions to our Blessed Mother. And not just for ourselves, but let us pray for each other. That as we go through this test called life, we can realize that which we are offered with our Heavenly Father and our dear Mother, to be with them in heaven, our true home. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.